We welcome you back to Riverside Park here on your Sunday morning. National Anthem has been very nicely performed here as we're going to be about ready for baseball. Kurt Hemmisch has the starting lineups for us. And Kurt, let's start with those Cold Spring Rockies.
For the Cold Spring Rockies, the guest on the scoreboard this morning, leading off playing center field, Tyler Geislinger. Batting second, the first baseman, Austin Duffner. Batting third, the third baseman, David Jonas. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Alex Geislinger. Batting fifth, catching today for the Rockies, Kelvin Kaltop. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Nick Sluzacek. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Sam Distel. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Brady Lynn. Batting ninth, the designated hitter, Colin Eskew. And he'll be batting for the starting pitcher today for the Rockies, Ryan Hennen.
Kurt, you missed a name in there. Jordan New out of the lineup today. A tough blow for the Rockies' chances today.
Well, unfortunately for the Rockies, they had a COVID issue during the region tournament, and now they have a food poisoning issue. Jordan New, unfortunately, got food poisoning on Thursday, and he can't get over it. So Alex Geislinger, who filled in great at second base during regions, is filling in at shortstop today when he's our designated hitter. But, you know, the Rockies are a balanced team, and it really helps to have a reserve like that when you have times like this, Kirby.
So a tough blow for the Rockies, as we're going to see that Rocky top of the order, obviously, here in the first inning, as they're going to get their look at Matt Touches, as Matt Touches finishing up his warm-up pitches, as Kurt will give us those starting lineups for Buckman once we get to the bottom of this, the first inning. Rockies, the victors last week. What was that final? 11-0?
12-1.
12-1, that's right, as 12-1 over Starbuck. Cold Spring's been playing well in the B and the C class, or the B and the C state tournament, and we're going to have all that action for you for the Rockies and the Springers right here on Total Country Bob FM on your Sunday. As Tyler Geislinger makes his way into the batter's box, he'll get the first lick at the lollipop here of Matt Touches. As Touches onto the rubber, and we're going to be ready to rumble. It'll be Geislinger, Duffner, and David Jonas for Cold Spring here in the first inning. As Touch's first offering to Geislinger is fouled into the mitt of the catcher for Buckman. Their catcher today is Matt Cummett. Geislinger with a home run to right center field last week against Starbuck, as the one strike pitch missing inside right there evens our count up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Wind blown out to straight left today. Might see some fireworks to left as that ball burns the knees right there from Touches, and Geislinger is in a hole at 1-2. The Billy Goats for you in the field. Noah Sakala's over at third base. At shortstop, it is Aaron Weber as Touches 1-2 pitch. That's off the plate. Evens us up at 2-2. Second base today is Lane Gertz, and at first base, it is Joe Call. That is the infield for you. 2-2 offering from Touches to Geislinger. That's off the plate as well, and filling things up at 3-2. 3-2 the count to the Rocky leadoff man and center fielder here in the top of the first. As the 3-2 pitch, low ball four, and a walk is issued. So Touches gets ahead, Kurt, but then ends up issuing the free pass to Geislinger.
Well, he got himself ahead, and then he looked like he wanted to nibble at the corners, and he couldn't hit at him. And it's a good thing Tyler, with his good eye, worked out a walk to get that leadoff man on, Kirby.
So you get the leader on and aboard. Good speed on the pads for Geislinger as Austin Duffner steps into the batter's box. Austin was hitting sixth for the Rockies last week in the state tournament, with Jordan New out of the game this afternoon with food poisoning. Duffner moves up into that second spot as he looks at a first pitch speed from Matt Touches. As Touches set right at the chin, right-hander comes home. That pitch missing as well. In left field, it's Noah Bozer for Buckman. In center field, Andrew Ruckert, and in right field, Travis Call. Their catcher today is the aforementioned Matt Cummett, and on the mound is Matt Touches. So the Mats are the battery, or the mattery, if you will. As Touches ready, his 2-0 pitch that is swung on and missed. Got the heater by Duffner right there. Big boy cut on 2-0, moves our count to 2-1. 342 down the left field line here in Springfield. Then things get interesting as we make our way to center. 452 to dead center field. Pickoff attempt as Geislinger dives back safely without a tag. 452, Kurt, they play their Springfield Tigers football games here at in the outfield, and they got plenty of room to do it. As Touches set, his 2-1 offering to Duffner, that's missing low. Now 3-1 Going to take a poke to get it out to center field here in Springfield.
I guess there was a ball hit last night that was caught right in front of that 452 sign they were telling me last night.
You hit a ball 450 feet, and you're still running back to the dugout. 3-1 the count to Duffner as this pitch is skied in the air into left center field. Going back, still going back. That ball is gone off the left center football bleachers. A two-run home run for Austin Duffner. And the Rockies come in and ambush Matt Touches right here in the first.
Well, we talked in the pregame show about how the wind is blowing out to left. I got to be honest. That was a wind-blowing home run right there because that looked like it was a long fly ball to left center field. And that ball just kept carrying and carrying, and it ended up in the football bleachers out in left center field.
So Duffner, I mean, Kurt, you see Ruckert in center. His first few steps were dead to his right. He wasn't thinking that ball was going to be, you know, near the fence. The next thing you know, Duffman just gets it up in the wind, and it's hitting off the bleachers there. It says what, 3 in right center, 385?
Yep, 385, and he hit it over that by about 10 feet.
Yeah, absolutely. So a big poke from Duffner. Rockies lead 2-0 as David Jonas steps into the batter's box. As he looks at a couple wide ones from Touches, 2-0 pitch. Jonas looking to hit it a little farther than Duffner on that one, Kurt, as he takes a big swing and a miss. 2-1 our count now. So the Rockies the early advantage over the Buckman Billy Goats right here. As Touch is ready, is a 2-1 pitch to Jonas, missing low. David had a very nice game last week in the opening round of the tournament. Big RBI double, I think a 2-RBI double, got things cooking for Cold Spring in the fifth. 2-1 pitch, that's on the corner to Jonas. David agreed with the call from the plate umpire. Moves our count to 2-2. It's a 2-2 the count. 3-2 scoreboard reads as the 3-2 pitch has popped up into center field. That one will stay in here as Ruckert will come in as now going out the second baseman diving attempt by Lane Gertz, and that ball is going to drop. And Kurt, we're in for some adventures with the wind here today.
Well, we talked earlier about how that wind is, and that flag out in the outfield is like blowing upward the way that wind's blowing right now. That center fielder was playing a little bit deep, and I think he thought it was the second baseman's ball off the get-go, so he didn't come in real hard. The last second, the second baseman has it goes off his glove, and it'll be interesting to see what they're going to give David. Looks like they gave him a hit on that play.
We give him the hit as Jonas is aboard. So walk, home run, single, as now Alex Geislinger hits it up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop. Nice flip to second. Relay to first and a 6-4-3 to perfection right there. Aaron Weber with a nice feed to Lane Gertz, and Gertz back to Joe Call. And Buckman gets a huge double play ball right there.
Well, you said it with a huge double play. That looked like a single up the middle all the way. He did a nice job of backhanding that behind second base. Quickly flips it to the second base, and he has a beautiful turn to double up Geislinger.
So two down, and Calvin Kaltoff to the plate for Cold Spring as Kaltoff looks at a first pitch strike. Yeah, we get the home run, Kurt, and then the single by Jonas, and we got some activity quickly in the Buckman bullpen, but all of a sudden you get the double play ball. And everybody gets to relax, and Matt Touches gets to settle in a little bit as he's quickly ahead of Kaltoff at 0-2, 0-2 the count, to the Rocky catcher. 0-2 offering to Kaltoff. That's hit on the ground towards second. Lane Gertz fields, takes a few hard steps towards first base, flips it to Joe Call, 4-3, to retire Kaltoff for out number three. Rocky strike first in the first, scoring two runs on the Austin Duffner two-run ding. Two runs on two hits, no Buckman errors, nobody left on base, half an inning. Here in Springfield, it is Cold Spring 2. Buckman coming to bat. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball in Springfield on your Sunday morning today. We're back in a minute with the bottom of the first. We welcome you back to Springfield as on to the bottom of the first inning as Ryan Hennon finishing his warm-up pitches. Kurt Hemish, that starting lineup for the Buckman Billy Goats.
For the Billy Goats today, leading off the pitcher, Matt Touches. Batting second, the second baseman, Lane Gertz. Batting third, the left fielder, Noah Bolzer. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Aaron Weber. Batting fifth, the catcher, Matt Cummett. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Sean Laners. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Call. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Travis Call. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Noah Sakala. And of course, as you heard, in center field was Andrew Ruckert.
As into the batter's box will be Matt Touches leading things off for the Billy Goats. Find themselves down by two, and he'll get the first look at Springer. I'm getting ahead of myself. Rocky ace, Ryan Hennon, as Rye Guy starts Touches with a strike. Hennon, the complete game victory last week, one run. unearned by our book as the one strike offering missing low, as we will set the Rockies up for you defensively here in the first inning. As Hennin ready, his 1-1 offering to Touches, that's cut on and missed, as that moves our count to 1-2. At third base, it's David Jonas for Cold Spring. Shortstop is Alex Geislinger. Second base, Sam Distel. And at first base, it is Austin Duffner. 1-2 the count as Hennin gets ahead. Big left-hander's 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Strikeouts for Hennin as out number one for Matt Touches. And country hardball right there, Kurt.
Well, just like he did last week in that first game of the state tournament, he went right at the hitters, and he did the same thing right there. He ended up with 13 strikeouts in that eight-inning pitch that he had last weekend, and he starts off today's ball game with a strikeout, Kirby.
I'm going to bring Lane Gertz to the plate for Buckman as the Billy Goats second baseman steps in. He had the nice twist right there on the double play as that first pitch on the corner for a strike. Strike one from Hennin as he comes right back. His one-strike offering to Gertz, that is missing for a ball. 1-1. In left field for Cold Spring, it's Nick Skluzacek. Center field, it's Tyler Geislinger. And in right field, Brady Lynn. Behind the plate, Calvin Kultoff and Ryan Hennin, his battery mate. His 1-1 offering right here as this pitch is hit in the air to short right field. Distel jumps and he can't get it as Lane Gertz punches one to right for Buckman getting their first base runner here in the first inning.
Well, Gertz did a nice job of taking that pitch on the outside part of the plate. He slaps it just out of the reach of second baseman Sam Distel.
So a man on, and Noah Bozer into the batter's box as Kurt, another lefty, and we talked with Rick Grammon, the Buckman radio voice. Rick telling us that there's going to be some lefties in the batting order today for the Billy Goats, so that would be good news for Colt Spring as the first offering to Noah Bozer, missing for a ball right there from Ryan Hennin.
Well, just like in the game last week against Starbuck, they had quite a few left-handers in their lineup, and Buckman the same today.
1-0 the count, as Hennin's going to throw over, and back with ease is Lane Gertz. As Gertz standing on his way back to the bag right there, not even a step and a dive. Hennin set at the belt. His 1-0 offering that is cut on and missed by Noah Bozer. 1-1 the count. Bozer, I believe, a Bemidji State baseball player. A bunch of those Piers Little Falls boys in the past decade have made their way up to Beaver Country. As 1-1 the count, Tyler Geislinger playing very shallow in center field as that 1-1 pitch is fouled at home plate. And in a hole at 1-2 is Noah Bozer. Maybe he's not playing that shallow, Kurt. It just looks deceiving aesthetically because there's, 100 feet behind him of green grass?
Well, when you got a football field behind you, it makes a big difference. But he definitely is playing a little shallower than he generally would. But there's a lot of area behind him.
1-2 to count. Hennin sets. He'll throw over again as Gertz back with ease. As the count frozen at 1-2. Rockies strike first here in the first. They hit the two-run home run from Austin Duffner into about the 40-yard line seats at the football grandstand in left center. 1-2 pitch is blown past Noah Bozer. He was chasing right there, Kurt, and Hennin's got two outs and two strikeouts.
Well, he gave him the high heat right there, and Noah couldn't lay off that at all. And for Ryan Hennin, he gets his second strikeout of the game, Kirby.
So two down. That'll bring Aaron Weber to the plate. As Weber steps in, he's the shortstop. Had that big double play that could be glaring thus far. That's a big part of our ball game. As Hennin's first offering is cut on and missed by Aaron Weber. Billy Goats aren't afraid to let it eat on the swings, huh, Kurt?
No, they aren't getting cheated at all. But the good thing for Ryan Hennin is he has got enough on it that he can throw it by him, but they are taking some healthy cuts up there. I think they all want to see those bleachers out in the football stadium.
As Hennin's got Gertz picked off here as they throw to second and out at second base. They throw over to first. Duffner makes it back to second. Geislinger applies the tag. Gertz picked off. He was leaving right there, Kurt, to get that early head jump on the stolen base, and Ryan caught him.
Well, they tried getting ahead of the game one way or another, and they were having a little trouble at the plate, so they thought they were going to try to steal a base, and the good thing for Ryan Hennin is he picked them off.
No runs on one hit, no Cold Spring errors, and no Billy Goats left on base. After an inning, it is Cold Spring 2, it is Buckman 0. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country, Bob FM. We'll be back with the second inning coming up in 1 minute. We welcome you back to Springfield's Riverside Park. As to the second we go, it's Nick Skuzacek stepping in, looks at a first pitch strike from Matt Tauchus, the one strike pitch missing down and away. And that moves our count to 1-1. 1-1 the count. It'll be Skuzacek, Distel, and Brady Lynn for Cold Spring. Looking to add on here in the second inning is a ball hit on the ground towards short. Aaron Weber up with it. Throw across the diamond in time to retire Skuzacek. Kurt, you got your bracket handy? Why don't you let us know the teams that have made their way into the Sweet 16 already?
Well, Fairmont defeated Waconia by a score of 2-1. Isanti beat Watertown 4-2. Prior Lake beat Kimball last night in 12 innings, 2-1. Bemidji beat Maple Lake 6-3. Bird Island beat Dilworth 10-0. Union Hill beat Lamberton 2-1. Sartell won a pitcher's duel yesterday morning 1-0. Bluffton beat Randall by a score 11-0. St. Patrick over Rochester 10-1, and Carver over Delano by a score of 4-2.
Sam Distel looks at a strike from Tauchus as the next offering from Tauchus missing for a ball. Distel was the DH last week, and Sammy D's into the lineup playing second base today as Alex Geislinger moves from second to short with Jordan New out. As if Jordan is listening, not sure how he's viewing the game or listening to the game today, but best of luck, J-Man. Hope you're feeling better. As a 2-1 count to Distel, as Tauch's 2-1 offering, that's hit on the ground towards second. Lane Gertz up with it. He'll throw Distel out by a good 30 feet and two quick ones right here on some soft contact ground balls.
Well, Tauchus is getting exactly what he wanted after he struggled a little bit in the first inning with that leadoff walk and then the home run. He's going right at the hitters here and quickly got two outs for the Billy Goats.
So two quick ones, as Kurt alluded to, and Brady Lynn into the batter's box as Lynn looks at a first pitch ball, down and away. Is that pitch missing right there to Brady Lynn? Brady in right field. As the 1-0 offering, Lynn hits this one in the air to right field. Travis Call moving over, making the catch in right center. And a clean 1-2-3 inning. Kurt, you mentioned the two runs and the struggle for Tauchus in the first. He has now retired his last six.
Well, I don't know if it happened when they send that drafty down to the bullpen to get him warming up, and all of a sudden he decided to start pitching a little bit different. But once that drafty started warming up, he quickly has got six outs for the Billy Goats.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left for Cold Spring as they go in order in the second. On to the bottom of the second, coming up in a minute. It's 2-0 Cold Spring Rockies over Buckman. Back in a minute on Bob FM. We welcome you back to Riverside Park here in beautiful Springfield as Aaron Weber steps into the batter's box. He looks at a first pitch strike from Ryan Hennen. And Calvin Kaltoff listens back to this game later this week because you can at mykasm.com. I'm going to mention right now that Calvin strikes as the one strike offering from Hennen to Aaron Weber. That is missing down and in. It'll be Aaron Weber, Matt Cummert, and Sean Lanners for the Billy Goats. Trailing by two here in the second inning. As Hennen ready, his 1-1 offering is hit in the air, popped up foul and out of play. As quickly getting ahead of Aaron Weber is Ryan Hennen. Hennen had allowed a base knock in the first inning. He then picked that base runner off, Lane Gertz. So 1-2 we got here to Aaron Weber as Hennen's 1-2 pitch. That is fouled into the netting. We'll do the 1-2 over again. Not a ton of backstop real estate here. Maybe 20 feet from the grandstand to the plate area. For you Stearns County League fans, it would be a little more Lake Henry, a little less Richmond for a reference point for you. As the 1-2 pitch again, that is fouled up the third base line. As nice job by Aaron Weber staying tough in there. Weber was at the plate, Kurt, when Lane Gertz got picked off back in the first inning. So he has seen pretty much the arsenal of Hennen's pitches thus far.
Well, he's seen one pitch in the first inning, and he's already seen five this inning.
So 1-2 the count. Hennen's 1-2. This pitch is popped up. Duffner's going to go over for a look, but that ball will twist out of play as it hits off the concession stand. Nice battle right here by Aaron Weber. And nice catch off a bounce by a Buckman fan. Guy with the Billy Goat shirt on. 1-2 the count. As Weber's in there for a while, a little staring contest between Hennen and Weber comes to an end. As Hennen ready. As the left-hander comes home, the 1-2 pitch that is cut on and missed, and strikeout number three for Ryan Hennen. It was a good battle for a while there by Weber Kirk, but Ryan comes up with an extra gear there.
Well, it was after Weber followed four of them off in a row off of Ryan Hennen. I think he bared back a little bit more, and he blew that one right by. But one thing about the Billy Goats, they don't get cheated on their swings.
They have been swinging today. As into the batter's box is Matt Cummett. As he will step in, left-handed hitting, he looks at a first pitch strike from Ryan Hennen. His favorite pitch, Kurt, strike one. He likes getting ahead.
Well, that's what he did in the first game of the state tournament last weekend. He's starting that way again today, Kirby.
As the one-strike pitch, that's up and in on Matt Cummett. Moving our count to 1-1. 1-1 the count as Cummett the catcher. He'll be followed by Sean Lanners here for Buckman in the second as the 1-1 pitch snaps in there nicely from Hennen. Got to respect that fastball, and then he comes in with that off-speed, Kurt. He's tough. Very good pitcher as 1-2 the count here with one away. As Hennen ready to rumble, he rocks and fires. His 1-2 pitch that is hit on the ground toward short. Geislinger fields that medium hop, throws across the diamond in time to Duffner. 6-3 for out number two.
Well, Geislinger does a nice job. You know, you got to look at, here's a guy that probably hasn't played much shortstop this year, and he's filling in there for Jordan New today. Does a nice job, charges the ball, fields it right on the hop, easily throws out the number five hitter at first base.
So two quick ones for Hennen in the second. That brings Sean Lanners to the plate. He's the designated hitter hitting for the center fielder, Andrew Ruckert, as he's left-handed swinger as well. So one, two, three, four lefties out of the first six hitters thus far, Kurt. Kind of what we saw from Starbuck last week with a left-handed lineup, which is music to the ears of the Cold Spring fans and team because they got a really good lefty on the mound. As the one-strike pitch from Hennen to Lanners is in there for a strike as well with the off-speed. Ryan drops that in there nicely, and he's quickly ahead at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Hennen kind of off center of the mound. Comes home, 0-2 pitch, that missing high right there. Tried to challenge above the letters, but a good job by Lanners staying put, trusting those hands, and taking that pitch. 1-2 the count. Hennen looking to retire the Billy Goats in order in the second as they 1-2 pitch. He tried challenging him again above the zone. Lanners holds off as the count remains at 2-2. This Buckman team, Kurt, losing to the eventual champion Jordan Brewers last year in the state tournament as the 2-2 pitch on the corner, strike three. Lanners goes down looking. Hennen hits his spot right there. He picks up two more strikeouts on the inning or on the afternoon. He's got four today, and that does it for Buckman in the second. They're retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Two in the books, 2-0 Cold Spring. Back with the third inning coming up in 1 minute on Total Country, Bob FM. Top three we go for the Rockies in the third. It'll be Colin Eskew, Tyler Geislinger, Austin Duffner. As Eskew, the only man who's yet to see Matt Touches, and now he has as he looks at a first pitch strike. The 0-1 pitch cut on and missed by Eskew. Counts now 0-2. Kurt, baseball's a young man's game. Colin Eskew, Sam Distel, 2020 graduates of Recorey High School. Brady Lynn is only going to be a senior. Some youth at the end of this Rocky lineup as Eskew punches one to center, and that ball drops, and now it gets past the center fielder, Andrew Ruckert, and it goes all the way to the wall. Eskew takes the turn at two. He's going to end up at third base standing as, you know, I don't know, Ruckert, like he wanted to dive, and he did everything to get to that ball but didn't dive. And you can talk about a tough play once you get that close to a ball trying to keep it in front of you.
Well, he looked like he said he was going to dive in at the last second. He decided that he wasn't going to. He was going to play it on a hop, and the ball didn't top. It stayed low, went right by him all the way to the fence to the 385 sign out there. And with Colin Eskew's speed, he was easily on third base with a stand-up triple to start off the third inning.
You're going triple on that? As Geislinger punches one into right field with the infield drawn in, Cold Spring's going to get another one. As Eskew comes across the score, they brought the infield in trying to mow the runner at home plate, but Ty Guy sees that first pitch, punches it to right, and it's 3-0 Cold Spring.
Well, when you're down 2-0 and you're in the third inning, you're ready, you got to be coming in and playing the infield in to cut off that run. And fortunately for Tyler Geislinger, he slapped a single right up the middle there for a nice 3-0 lead for the Rockies.
Brings Austin Duffner to the plate. backtracking a tad. You don't want to go single in an air?
Well, he didn't really touch it, so that's why I'm thinking they're going to give him a triple, and that's what the scoreboard did. So that's what I gave him, Kirby.
But if the ball goes between your legs and you don't touch it, that's still an air.
Yeah, but this one didn't go between his legs. So that's, you know, when he didn't get to that ball over there, that's why I think they're going to give him a triple on that play.
All right. I guess we're going to be pretty liberal here today and go with a triple for Colin Askew. As Duffner looks at a ball, the 1-0 pitch from Touches. He comes home as Duffner fouls that one away. You know, Touches obviously remembers that two-run ding back in the first inning. As Duffner got the scoring going here today, hitting one into the bleachers in left center field. Springfield football fans will be picking that ball up if they ever do play football. As 1-1 the count. Touches set. Geisinger at first. Nobody out for Cold Spring. As this pitch is hit in the air. Deep to right field. Nice little start to your Sunday morning, Austin Duffner. Two-run home run to left in the first. A two-run bomb to right here in the third. And it's 5-0 Cold Spring.
When you said a bomb, you weren't kidding, Kirby. That thing probably landed 75 feet beyond the right field fence when the wind's blowing straight out to left. And you go hit one in the right field like he did. Over the scoreboard, probably 75 feet beyond that 318 sign out there.
Lights, tower, power from the Duff man as that he was all over that ball. It's 318 down the line. And, you know, it'd honestly be interesting to see if he would hit that to center, if that might have got out of there. That ball, he was all over as a powwow on the mound for the Billy Goats as they're having some issues with Austin Duffner. It's a 5-0 Cold Spring lead. You got the 5-0 advantage, and you got Ryan Hennon, who struck out 4 of the 6 outs thus far. Things not looking so good for Buckman at the moment, Kurt.
Well, I thought they had the manager out there, as many people that were on the mound, but it just was the whole infield out there, so it actually wasn't a mound visit that way. But Chad Weiss quickly got back up, warming up, the draftee from the Piers Lakers. After the Geisinger hit, he started warming up again.
Brings David Jonas to the plate, and again, for the second straight at-bat, Kurt, Jonas is trying to outdo his pal Austin Duffner with a big boy swing right there. He fouls that one away. Jonas singled in the first inning. As David's having a nice state tournament, as the one-strike pitch, that's on the corner. Now 0-2 the count. Nobody out still here in the third inning for Cold Spring, who go triple, single, home run. As Touches will quickly get ahead of David Jonas, the 0-2 pitch, missing down and away. Count now 1-2. If you could hand out the Albany and Richmond A&W Award after three innings, Kurt, I think I got a pretty good suspicion who'd be eating a Papa Burger this week, as Jonas slashes one to right, but right on it, hanging up in the air right there, is Travis Call making the catch. I'd say on a normal day, Kurt, that ball might drop in front of Call, but Jonas hitting that awfully hard and played to perfection by Call and an out for the Billy Goats.
Well, it's surprising that the right fielder was playing in as shallow as he did, because off the bat, I was sure that was going to be a single to right field, but he quickly comes in and snakes that line drive.
As that brings Alex Geisinger to the plate, I got a text from Scotty Rugemer, Kurt, asking if Austin Duffner is a Ricori grad. He is. What was he, like a 16, 17 grad?
He's a year younger than Kelvin Kaltoff, so that's, I'm saying 16. He's a 16 grad.
16 grad, okay. So there you go, Scotty. Thanks for listening. As Alex Geisinger to the plate. Us Ricori guys, we got to stick up for one another, as the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, as Geisinger in a hole. At 1-2. 1-2 the count as Touches right back. His 1-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground up the first baseline. That ball will twist foul. One down here and three in for Cold Spring in the third inning. They lead 5-0. One and two the count as Touches ready. 1-2 offering to Geisinger. That is behind Alex Geisinger. That nearly got in the heel. Basically, as Geisinger stays put, as that evens our count up at 2-2. Scotty Rugemer justifying it, Kurt, by saying he's too old to remember all these young Ricori Bucks. So, as this pitch is hit in the air to right center field, how far is this one going to go? Back by the fence and off the face of the fence. No, that's off the scoreboard, and it's a solo home run for Alex Geisinger as the Rockies supplying the power here in the third.
Well, when you first thought it was off the fence out there, their football scoreboard is straight away in right center field over there. So it gives you an idea. It's about in the middle of the football field over there. And Alex Geisinger goes and hits that one right below the Tiger football sign up on that scoreboard, quickly putting the Rockies up 6-0 here in the top of the third inning.
And out of the dugout quickly is Paul Oldakowski. I'd say that'll be the afternoon. Yeah, Touch just basically meets him on the baseline, Kurt. You once basically grounded me for doing that in a Babe Ruth game, but when it's 6-0 in a single elimination state tournament game, he knew his afternoon was over on the mound.
Well, you know, in their elimination games down here, you can't take any chances, as we quickly seen Chad Weiss warming up in the first inning when the Rockies had that first two-run home run, and then right away he got up in the second inning after that leadoff triple and the single. I was surprised he didn't come in once it was 5-0, but now he is coming in when it is 6-0.
So defensive change for the Billy Goats. We'll get them straightened out in a minute. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back. It is the Cold Spring Rockies, an early advantage, leading 6-0 against Buckman here in the third inning. We're back in 1 minute. We welcome you back to Springfield, Power City right now with the Cold Spring Rockies bringing the muscle. And Kurt, a defensive change for Buckman.
In the pitch is a draftee from the Piers Lakers, Chad Weiss, and moving to center field is Matt Touges. As you said, as they brought the power, and we talked about how much wind was blowing here and everything else, well, that first home run of Duffner's was definitely wind blowing. But those two home runs that were hit the right field when the wind's blown out to left, they were no doubters and had nothing to do with the wind, Kirby.
So one away as Calvin Kaltoff will try to get it back going. Yeah, those balls would have been out in a hurricane. As the Rockies will have Calvin Kaltoff up, getting the first look at Chad Weiss here. So he's they're called the Piers Lakers. They're not the Lastrup Lakers anymore?
I believe a year ago they started, Piers now has three teams instead of having two teams and Lastrup having one.
So it's Brewers, Bulldogs, and Lakers. As Kaltoff hits it on the ground towards short, up with it is Aaron Weber. He'll throw across the diamond in time to retire Calvin for out number two here in the third inning. I think Lastrup actually was playing their games at the Piers Legion Park for the past few seasons anyway. So a pretty easy move for him right there. Just, you play in Piers, you might as well call yourself Piers.
Must be quite interesting to try to get three amateur teams to who plays at when. But listening to the Dick Butch report, I many times hear how there's a game at 1 o'clock and a game at 4 o'clock in Piers.
Two down as Nick Skluzacek to the plate, and Skluzy looks at a first pitch ball. The Billy Goats are no stranger to the last name Skluzacek, as Nick's older brother Brian plays for Fort Ripley, a Victory League member, as Weiss's 1-0 offering, missing up and away, 2-0. Cold Spring with two in the first on a two-run home run from Austin Duffner. They got four here in the third. Duffner with a two-run home run, as well as Alex Geisinger, a home run here. As the count now 3-0 to Nick Skluzacek, as Weiss missing a few times. That'll bring Sam Distel into the on-deck circle for Cold Spring. As Weiss set his 3-0 pitch, that's on the corner for a strike to Nick. Moves our count to 3-1. Big third inning for Cold Spring, and they're looking to get it back going here with a two-out rally. As Weiss's 3-1 pitch, that is in there for a strike. Skluzacek with a half step on his way up the first baseline, but the umpire is saying that's in there. So Weiss with a good job of battling back and filling the count up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. As Weiss set, payoff pitch. This is skied, and over for a look is Joe Call. Call right on the foul line. Now drifts into foul territory to make the catch for out number three, and that does it for Cold Spring in the third. But what a third it was. Two big flies and four runs come across, scoring four runs on four hits. There were no Buckman errors and nobody left on base. After 2.5, Cold Spring 6, Buckman 0. We're on to the bottom of the third inning coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country, Bob FM. Welcome back to Riverside Park in Springfield. The bottom of the third, bottom of the order. Joe Call, Travis Call, and Noah Sakala do up for Buckman as the first offering from Ryan Hennon, who has been now gifted a 6-run advantage, missing for a ball to Joe Call. As the 1-0 pitch, that is hit in the air, and a solid knock right there for the Piers Head basketball coach, Joe Call. He's aboard with a leadoff single.
where he takes that fastball right below the belt, and he laces that over Austin Duffner's head at first base for a single to start the bottom of the third inning.
So Joe Call singles and brings Travis Call to the plate. As to second hit of the afternoon, other one was by Lane Gertz, who was then picked off. Hennon set as first offering from Hennon. That's popped up foul and out of play. As a foul ball right there. As the eighth place hitter, Travis Call, will be followed by Noah Sakala. You can hear the wind howling once again. It dies every now and then, but then it picks right back up as that pitch in there for a strike from Hennon. 0-2 the count. Buckman trailing by six, Kurt, but they got a little fire under their rear end right now in the dugout, trying to get some life in there, huh?
Well, you never say die, and we found that out last week when Duong was winning 10-1 that game and ended up losing 13-11.
Ball hit on the ground, and that's past a diving distal, and it's back-to-back singles from the Call family as Joe and Travis each punch one to right field, and Buckman's got a threat here in the third.
Well, maybe all those cheers in the dugout, then the Buckman faithful over there, they're keeping the Billy Goats alive here.
They got 21 outs yet. It's plenty of ball game remaining as Noah Sakala to the plate. And Sakala, the ninth place hitter, the last guy to have seen Ryan Hennon. As Duffner way in at first, anticipating a bunt, as Kaltoff noticing it and looks over to Tom Ficker in the dugout. Is that where you want him? And I think Tom shook his head yes, because Duffner, he didn't move Kurt, so he must have appreciated where Austin was going. Tough guy to hit is a tough guy to bunt as well. No indication of a bunt in the pitch on the corner right there to Noah Sakala. Jonas stays put at third as he's got to man his post at third base with the runner at second. As a big strike one right there from Ryan Hennon. As Hennon looks back at Call at second base, another look at him. The one strike pitch that is fouled at home plate, no indication of a bunt right there. And Hennon quickly getting ahead at 0-2. We now see another member. That's got to be another Piers Laker making his way back in from the bullpen. Or is that Weiss still finishing up, warming up potentially?
No, I think that was Preston Rochelot, because he went down to warm up when Chad Weiss came in to pitch. Not like he was really totally warming up, but just staying loose.
Sure. Throw your whole staff at him. You only got one game this weekend. Hennon's up 0-2 on Noah Sakala, and the 0-2 pitch is cut on and missed. And the old rally killer, Kurt, you get two runners on, and you think in bunt, you think in maybe get him in motion, and the old strikeout sends him down.
Well, I know some people think you shouldn't be bunting when you're down 6-0, but, you know, to get on the board would be huge, and when you get your 7 and 8 guys starting off with a single there and your 9-hitter coming up there, I was a little surprised that they didn't bunt those guys over with the top of the order coming up.
Brings Matt Touches to the plate. Touches the center fielder now, as he was the game's starting pitcher. As Hennon's first offering to Touches, breaking ball in there for a strike. One strike the count as Touches the first strikeout victim. 5 for Ryan through the first time through the order. At second is Joe Call. He singled. At first, it's Travis Call. He singled as the 0-1 pitch missing down and away evens us up at 1-1. As Touches to be followed by Lane Gertz for Buckman here in the third inning. Cold Spring stake to a 6-0 advantage right now. 3 big flies as the 1-1 pitch drag bunt attempt. And did he pull the bat back? I don't see a strike call, so it must have been a ball. There's a pitch missing down and away. And the umpire does now indicate that the count is 2-1. So 2-1 the count as Touches and the Billy Goats looking to get back into this thing here. As Hennon set, 2-1 pitch fouled into the netting. That evens our count up at 2-2. Rockies in their away uniforms today because they are the away team, even though they were the away team last week as well. But they got the gray pants with the black and white stripe down the side. Nike black tops with a V-neck, white piping. White CS on the left nipple. As Hennon's 2-2 to Touches, that is fouled into the netting as well. I'm telling you, these Billy Goats, even with two strikes, they're letting it rip up there.
Well, like we said from the start, the Billy Goats don't get cheated in any of their swings, and we've been seeing that here in the third inning.
2-2 the count. As Hennon's set, he'd love another strikeout right here. As that pitch fouled into the netting again, Angela Mergen is technically producing back at the sports studios in Albany. Angela telling me that on our sibling station, Total Country, or on our sibling station, KASM, Watkins with an early advantage over Fergus Falls by a score of 4-0. So the Central Valley League teams playing this morning in Springfield and Milroy. Stake two early advantages to give to their left-handed starters. That's time called at home plate. Tauchus steps out as Hennon staring in for a while right there. Ryan looks in to Calvin Kaltoff once again. Jonas even with the bag at third. Duffner now playing behind the runner at first as the 2-2 pitch cut on and missed. He finds that second gear, Kurt, and he really reaches back, and that was just here's my fastball. What do you think you can do with it? And for the second consecutive at-bat, Tauchus is walking back empty-handed.
When you said he finds that second gear, he snapped the mitt. And when we get to hear him snap the mitt up here, because we're on the top row of the grandstand announcing this game with the wind blowing straight out, and you get to hear the mitt snap up here, you know he had something on that, Kirby.
Yeah, it had some stank on it as Lane Gertz to the plate. As the first offering to Gertz fouled down the left field line, Gertz did single back in the first inning. He punched a ball to right. All three hits for Buckman today have been to right field. He singled, but was picked off at first base to end the first. Henning gets ahead of him 0-1. Rogai right back. 0-1 pitch is missing down and in to even us up at 1-1. As the 6-0 score here in the third inning. Henning gets the sign from Kaltoff. Young left-hander comes home. 1-1 pitch. That is smacked foul down the third baseline. Nice play by Zach Kunkel. Retrieving one foul ball and making another play on the other one.
Yep, he's barely back to the dugout from picking up the first one, and he snags this one right behind the third base coach.
Hannon's got 6 strikeouts on the afternoon as 1-2 the count. 2 away here in the bottom of the third inning. Lefty's ready. That pitch is hit softly on the ground towards third. Jonas will field, and he's unable to get it into his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. David had his mind set up, Kurt, that he was going to field that ball and win the race to the base against Joe Call, but he forgot to field the ball.
You said it right there. It was one of them that as far as in as it brought him, he should have almost been fielding the ball and throwing over to first base. But right before he was ready to field the ball, he took that half a step towards third base, and by doing that, he bobbled the ball. Once he picked it up, he got beat to the race at third base.
So everybody's safe and an error on the Rocky third baseman, as that brings Noah Bozer to the plate, as Hennon will start him with a belt-eye heater that Bozer looks at. Billy Goats everywhere, as Call at third, Call at second, and now at first is Lane Gertz. 1-strike pitch. That is missing down, and a back pick to third, and safe at third base. Kaltoff with a couple steps towards the dugout. He snapped that one, Kurt. Jonas applied the tag, but at least that Joe Call did get back there safely, and that base umpire has a phenomenal view of that.
Yeah, he was right in line to make that call, but it was one heck of a throw by Kaltoff.
Got the lefty up, so Kaltoff had free reign to throw there with nobody in that right-handed batter's box. Kelvin fired one down there. David Jonas loved that move when he caught, so he was ready for it as 1-1 the count to Noah Bozer. He's the third-place hitter in this Buckman lineup as the 1-1 pitch. That's missing low, now 2-1. Big spot in our ball game early here as 6-0 Cold Spring. Buckman trying to get back into this thing. Ryan Hennon's got other ideas. Left-hander set. His 2-1 pitch to Bozer. Swing and a miss right there. Fooled him on the off-speed. They're sitting on that fastball, Kurt, with that hitter's count, and Ryan comes with the off-speed.
Well, they're looking for a fastball on the inside part of the plate, and he comes with that off-speed on the outside part. Nothing they could do with that.
So 2-2 the count. The Call family leaves from second and third as the 2-2 pitch fouled into the netting, and we'll do the 2-2 over again. At first base, it's Lane Gertz. It went single, single, strikeout, strikeout, and then the error on David Jonas. As 2-2 with two away to number 22. As Hennon gets the sign from Kaltoff. 2-2 pitch. In, outside, excuse me. With the off-speed, just missing the corner. Hennon thought he had it. Kaltoff with another step towards the dugout, but plate umpire says, nuh-uh. Now the Billy Goats are going to get that head start here. Everybody will leave early with the bases loaded and the full count. 3-2 to the Billy Goat left fielder. There go the runners. 3-2 pitch. That is low, ball four, and Ryan Hennon walks in a run, and Buckman's onto the scoreboard.
Well, unfortunately for Ryan Hennon, he didn't get the call that he needed there in the pitch before. Bolzer does a nice job of working out the walk on that one.
I'll bring Aaron Weber to the plate as Weber had a strikeout. So Buckman's on the scoreboard now, 6-1, our score. And you got to look back, Kurt. Jonas makes that play. The Rockies are still holding on to that 6-0 lead. First offering to Weber. That is popped up, fouling out of play. These guys are up there swinging, and you got to like the approach, Kurt, on a guy that's pretty tough to hit. If you see something you like, there's no sense in taking it.
Well, you know, they noticed in the first inning how Hennon quickly worked ahead of the hitters, and they're seeing that. Now it's their second time coming through that. When he's throwing that first pitch strike in there, they're swinging.
As Hennon gets the sign, as the one-strike pitch, that's popped up, fouling out of play, and he's quickly gotten ahead of Aaron Weber. At third now, it's Travis Call. At second base, it's Lane Gertz. And at first, it's Noah Bozer. So some speed on the pads for the Billy Goats. 0-2 the count to their shortstop, Aaron Weber. As Weber taking a little tour around the plate area, he's back into the box right now. Hennon's got the sign from Kaltoff. Lefty ready. His 0-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground. Deep in the hole at short. Geislinger's going to have a tough play here. He's not going to have a play. Infield single. Everybody's safe. Hit them where they ain't, Kurt. And the Billy Goats with a two-out rally right here. They've made it a 6-2 ball game.
Well, it was one of those that Geislinger did a nice job going over to field that ball in the hole. He was hoping it would have been hit a little bit harder, so he would have had a chance to go to third, being his momentum took him all the way that way. But once he fielded it, he looked and seen there's no way I'm going to get this runner. And he held on to the ball, which was the right thing to do for a bases-loaded infield single for the Billy Goats.
So Aaron Weber gets the RBI. Buckman gets two back here in the third. Ryan Hennon had like a 30 state tournament inning scoreless streak for earned runs. That has now gone away, I believe, with the walk and the single there is the offering to Matt Cummett missing away for a ball.
No, because
both
of those runs would be unearned.
Yeah,
so
I forgot about
his earned run streak is still alive in the state tournament.
His 1-0 pitch, that is on the corner for a strike to Matt Cummett, who bounced out to Alex Geislinger for out number two in the second inning. We're here in the third, the eighth Billy Goat to bat, and they've got three on yet with two away in the third. They could get back into this thing real quick because that pitch missing low, gobbled up nicely by Kaltoff. Tying run is in the batter's box. And the wind is still blowing straight out. So opportunity for the Goats here. As Matt Cummett, 2-1 the count on him. Hennon looks in. Lefty set is 2-1 pitch to Cummett. That is slashed foul down the third base line. And the count 2-2. Duffner playing back behind the runner Weber at first, covering some ground with the big lefty Matt Cummett, the catcher at the plate. 2-2 the count. Hennon love to get out of this one here with just the two runs, trying to minimize. 2-2 pitch. That is popped up, and that'll twist foul into the left field corner as the count will freeze at 2-2. Hits a gap here, Kurt. It's going to be a one-run game.
Well, if he'd go hit that into the gap, it was like a little lazy fly ball in foul territory down there. It's one of them that if he goes and hits the gap on one of those, it wouldn't be good for the Rockies.
2-2. Long third inning for Ryan Hennon out on the mound as his 2-2 pitch. That is above the belt for ball three. And that will give the runners another opportunity to take off with the pitch here. So 3-2 to the Buckman catcher. Gertz, Bozer, and Weber will all leave early. Hennon set is 3-2. That is missing inside, and he's walked in another run here. Second time he's done that. Walked in two, allowed one on the infield single, and Buckman has cut the deficit in half. It is a 6-3 ball game.
And that's quickly bringing a visit from manager Tom Ficker out to the mound. As we all know, there's not going to be a pitching change made at this time because we don't have anybody warming up or anything. But he just needs to come out and talk to his pitcher, calm down here a little bit, and get the team back together, because unfortunately they had that big error and kept the inning alive here for him. And you got to hand it to Buckman. They keep falling off those strikes on the outside part, and they work out a walk eventually, Kirby.
Yeah, this will be their ninth man to hit. They went this inning single, single. Hennon then got the next two on strikeouts. Jonas's error at third base extended the inning. Bases loaded walk for a run. Infield single for a run. Another bases loaded walk for a run. So the Billy Goats with three in, and they still got three on here in the third inning as the conference has come to an end. Between Jonas Geislinger, Distel Duffner, Tom Ficker, and Calvin Kultoff, all chatting with Ryan Hennon. Ninth man to bat this inning is Sean Lanners, left-handed swinger. He ended the last inning. As Hennon working from the stretch here. As the first offering to Lanners, that is missing outside for a ball. He had those two strikeouts, Kurt, and he, you know, Hennon has just seemed a tad off since that Jonas error.
Well, he's not throwing quite as hard, and he's not throwing as many strikes.
This pitch popped up. Jonas is over by the fence for a look. David will run out of room as that ball hits off of a batting cage. As 1-1, the count will be. You listening at home can hear the wind as the wind continues to howl here in Springfield. Sunny day. But some wind behind it. Comfortable in the 70s. As Hennon's 1-1 offering to Lanners, that is fouled at home plate, and he's in a hole at 1-2. There they go again, Kurt, battling.
They just keep falling that outside strike out in ball territory over there, and then Hennon just has to keep working harder, and he's throwing a lot of pitches this inning already, Kirby.
1-2 the count to Sean Lanners. Base is still loaded with two outs. Hennon's 1-2. That is fouled at home plate. Kultoff can't hold on, and Kelvin upset with himself, unable to squeeze that one. As the count remains at 1-2 to Sean Lanners. At third base, it is Noah Bozer. Second base, it's Aaron Weber. And on first, it's Matt Cummett. Three Billy Goats out there. They've scored three this inning. 1-2 pitch. That's hit in the air into the infield. Distel will call for it at second base. Sam makes the catch for out number three, but Buckman again cuts the deficit in half, scoring three unearned runs. Three runs for Buckman on three hits, one big old Cold Spring air, and the bases left loaded. That's big as well. After three, we're a third of the way home, and Cold Spring leads by three. 6-3 Cold Spring after three completes. We're on to the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute here on Total Country, Bob FM.